This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The music you're hearing is called Stars, and it's being debuted this week by the Florida Orchestra. I'm joined by the creator of Stars, University of South Florida music composition professor Baljinder Sekhan. Professor, welcome to University Beats.
Thank you very much.
Now, so the Florida Orchestra asks you last year to write a piece for them with only a few conditions. It has to be for a large ensemble. It should be 15 minutes long, and you have to have it ready by February. What happens next?
What happens next is I say yes and get to work. You know, writing for a large orchestra, for a piece that is this duration, it's a big project to take on. It's really a composer's dream to be able to do these projects. So when you get a project like this, you really put what you have into it and tackle it.
And a lot of your inspiration is drawn from astrology. How much studying did you do, and what kind of parallels did you find between science and music?
Yeah, so one thing that I'm really interested in my music is finding not just metaphorical correlations between the music and whatever the extra musical idea is, but also structural correlations. So in my piece, not only do you get the various moods that we have when we interact with stars in different ways, whether it be gazing or from a scientific perspective and studying fusion and so forth, but the actual physical activities that's taking place within stars and between stars is something that I'm translating to music through structural properties such as pitch and rhythm and time. What happens in this piece, the way I envision it, is that the listener starts in the center of the creation of a star and gradually moves out of the star to Earth as the piece goes on.
Stars is being premiered alongside The Planets, which is Gustav Holst's seven-movement suite honoring the solar system. So you have movements like Mars, Bringer of War, which has this military march feel. What's it like knowing your piece is going to be played alongside such a well-known composition?
Well, I wouldn't say that I composed the piece intentionally to be programmed alongside the Holst. However, this was just a great opportunity to do Stars because we have Planets, we have Debussy Nocturnes dealing a lot with the sky, clouds, and so Stars seemed like a way to complete that picture.
What lessons, being an active composer, do you try to share with your students?
For me, teaching is kind of like studying, too. Students bring me their works, and we get to discuss the historical context of what they're doing. We get to talk about more objective things like notation and instrumentation. With every new student who brings me a new work, it's an idea presented to me that I've never seen before. We study this together. I think a lot of times I come up with ideas as a composer that I would share with my students of perhaps what they could do in their pieces, and I get ideas from them as well.
Now, Michael Francis, the music director for the Florida Orchestra, had some pretty nice things to say about you.
At the Florida Orchestra, we really believe in supporting and promoting talent from within Florida. And Baljinder is a supremely gifted composer, and a chance for him to have a piece performed by us on a major stage in front of thousands of people is, of course, an ideal collaboration.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that kind of backing from an orchestra in a city like Tampa is crucial. We appreciate what the Florida Orchestra has done over the last several years with our students and with my colleagues. What's especially great about this, though, is that the orchestra director himself and his wife, Cindy, have stepped up to also be a part of that support. And that means the world to us. You know, that's what we need as composers.
When this takes the stage with that full orchestra and an audience, what does that feel like for you?
It's a great feeling. I mean, one thing I try to do as a composer when a piece is done, this is difficult, but I try to step outside of myself and put on some new ears and listen to my piece as if it's the first time I've ever heard it before. It's interesting because when I do that and I'm trying to hear the piece from the perspective of an audience member who's never heard the work and knows nothing about it, I notice new things about it as well myself.
Baljinder Sekhan's Stars makes its debut at Florida Orchestra Performances this Friday through Sunday. Well, good luck, sir, and thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you very much.
You can see more about the piece on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.